And welcome back to the program. 712, Mark Stephen with you here today. A lot going on the program. We've got a welcome aboard sports talk brought to you by Cowboys Casino tonight. So listen, we've been going through our all-time Stampeder poll, revealing the various winners. And the winner in the place kicker category, I think that one kind of stood out, didn't it? And your vote suggests it did. He played from 1998 to 2003, nearly reached the 3,000-point total. He's a rare Stampeder with three Grey Cup rings, and you voted for him as the top kicker in Stampeder history. And let's hear from Mark McLaughlin. And Mark, first of all, thank you for joining us, and just your reaction to our fan poll that picked you the top place kicker in team history.
Well, good evening, Mark. Good to be with you, and certainly you know, hearing that was fantastic today. It sort of made my day, you know, allows me to just sort of think back a little bit on, you know, that tenure and some of the great memories that were accomplished with that club. So, yeah, good to be a part of that, and certainly appreciate the fans contributing in.
Okay, well, that's good. We'll get back to the past, but let's talk about the present, because I've told a few people what you're up to these days, and I get a lot of quizzical looks. Where are you today, and what are you doing?
Well, I'm in that place, Mark, that you know, was always a tough place to come, and that is Regina. Who would have ever thought, but I've been here now for 3 years. Took a position with Executive Government as the Deputy Minister of Advanced Education in September of 2017, and it's been a blast. It's been a, you know, an excellent opportunity for me career-wise. We've met some really great people here. A lot of, well, it's all Rider fans, but at least they're passionate for the game, and they're certainly missing the 2020 season.
I know you go to a lot of, you know, serious meetings and that, but do you kind of get see people looking at you sideways saying, is that really him there that came in here and did all that dirt to us all those years ago?
Well, I remember, you know, when I was appointed by the Premier in September 2017 and found out that the whole sort of conversation around the cabinet table on the appointments had to do with my football career. And so nothing about, you know, my work in government. And certainly, you know, I get into a lot of conversations with the folks here about the past, about past games. You have a lot of passionate fans out here that have, you know, followed this team for a long time. And we had some great rivalries against Saskatchewan. And I also had, you know, a lot of great games as well. I remember kicking 8 field goals against Saskatchewan. And I make sure that in my office, you know, there's a lot of red in there, and I got my helmet, and I got pictures of, you know, our Grey Cup victory. So I like to put those fans into perspective once in a while.
Yeah, just explain it. There is a little corner of Stampeder love at the city of Regina. So there you go.
That's right.
Mark, I mentioned off the start you kicked from 1988 to 2003. That is a long time. Why were you able to kick at such a high level for so long?
Well, I think, you know, Mark, the one thing I think as a kicker, and I think any kicker will attest to, and, you know, it's all as well been great to see longevity in Calgary. So kickers have always had an element of longevity going back. You know, when I came with JT, I'd been there for quite some time. I had a long career, Sandro and then Renee. But you have to have the confidence of the coach, and you have to have a coach that, you know, is confident in you, feels comfortable that, you know, they will stick with you when you have your down years, which you certainly, you know, do in these positions. But we also had some great success as a team, and, you know, certainly in the 90s, we were able to, you know, achieve quite a bit, both in respect to, you know, wins and overall sort of successes and championships. I was able to put a lot of points on the board. But, you know, I always prided myself as well, Mark, of making sure that I was staying in shape. You know, I never wanted to sort of be outworked. I like to work out quite a bit. And I always felt that I, you know, if I could keep myself physically and mentally in a good place, you know, and had the success on the field, that, you know, the career would just kind of continue on. And, you know, before you know it, you look back and it's been 15, 16 years and you're like, well, where did that time go? But, you know, certainly it was a good run and very enjoyable. But, I had a lot of support while I was there, and certainly, you know, from the coaching staff, head coach on down, you know, makes a big difference.
Speaking with Mark McLaughlin, your choice as the Stampeders all-time kicker, joining us tonight from Regina. You mentioned that 8 field goal game. What was it like during that game, Mark? Did you suddenly realize that, first of all, you got to get out there 8 times for a field goal, which in and of itself is pretty rare, but to make them, did you realize that this was an unusual kind of game and you did set that record?
Yeah, it was in Calgary. And I remember, you know, you're in a groove and, you want to be out there all the time. We just so happened to, you know, we were moving the ball quite well, but just sort of getting stuck. And it was actually coming down near the end of the game, too, and I thought there might be a chance to go out and maybe try to break the record with a ninth attempt. But we were able to, you know, score a touchdown. I think it was Vince Danielson that ended up scoring a touchdown sort of late in the game, but that would have been another opportunity. But, you know, you do have those games where you feel really good, your leg feels good, you feel like you can hit it from wherever, you got a good groove going, you know, and the team is playing well. And as a kicker, that's what you look for. That's what you enjoy. You want to be out there. You want to be contributing. You want to be the guy on that spot at all times.
Okay. How often are you reminded of the Grey Cup winner in 98? Or how often do you think about it, too?
Well, we just had a CFL reunion on TSN,
online,
putting on the online reunion, discussing the game. I was fortunate to be a part of that that group with Wally and Jeff Garcia. Rocco was a part of that as well. Great to you know, not only reconnect with those guys, but it was certainly to reminisce. Watch the highlights together and just sort of discuss, you know, what was sort of happening in the course of that game. The game itself, I thought, was really good. I remember, you know, the Canadian content of that team is something that really stands out for me. You know, I thought it's been one of the best teams ever assembled from a Canadian content perspective, that 98 team. And, you know, to be a part of that was great. To get over some of the humps that we had had along the way as an organization and certainly a team, to contribute to a victory, to do it in Winnipeg, you know, where I spent a number of years there at high school and had some family there, of course, you know, was very special as well. And, you know, every once in a while I'm asked to pull my rings out and, you know, at different sort of team events that I have here with my team in the ministry. And able to sort of relay the stories of our Grey Cup victories. So it's always nice. It's, you know, it's a wonderful thing to have experienced and something that is with you for the rest of your life.
No question. Mark McLaughlin joining us from Regina today. You mentioned you sort of work in a team setting. You know, you have a very senior position, and I know it's a different role, but do you find yourself dragging elements of football or, you know, spouting some Wally-isms when you're in meetings just to, you know, because you've got a team trying to do a different job, but it's still a team?
Absolutely. I mean, I think, you know, the analogy between sport and business, you know, is very strong, and there's a lot of similarities. A lot that you develop as an athlete, both, you know, from a team perspective and as well for what you need to do as an individual, you know, in preparing yourself both physically, mentally for task at hand and setting goals and, you know, trying to achieve, you know, ultimate team success. And so there's a lot of that I bring into this job. There's a lot that we do as a team in respect to team building activity. You know, there's a lot of things that I'm able to share with my staff. You know, as we talk a little bit around preparation, around dealing with change, you know, we just had a change recently with the election last week, where, you know, we lose our minister. But I was able to, you know, take our folks through some visualization exercises actually, about 10 days ago, and just thinking about change and thinking about things differently. Thinking about, you know, how to brace for that kind of change, how to be prepared for that kind of change should it happen. And, you know, there are things that we're able to sort of lean on as athletes or as ex-athletes and pull them into our current environments. And that, for me, has proven to be, you know, pretty successful.
I'd say so. Mark, you touched on it a moment ago about Renny Paredes. You know, you scored just under 3,000 points as a kicker. He's had a long, productive career, but he's only halfway to your totals there. But what do you think of Renny when you watch him?
Fantastic. Mark, I'm impressed with the level of consistency game in and game out. I've been able to, keep an eye on both what's happening in Calgary, obviously, but, you know, even across the league. And I've been extremely impressed with the kickers. I think the production of the guys that are in the league, we're starting to see some of the activity now down in the NFL where some of these guys are getting a shot and going down and proving that, they can do it there too. And so, I would say what jumps out for me with Renny is that level of consistency. There's an extreme amount of confidence that he has in his own capability. He's always there, when the team needs him, making the field goal at the right time, especially to keep some momentum going. And I know that Dave has a lot of confidence in him as a player and as a contributor. So, yeah, extremely impressed, and hopefully he can continue on and get over that 3,000 point mark.
Well, he's got a ways to go because you set the bar so high, and it's unfortunate he won't have a chance to add to that total this season, but he'll get back on there and, as you say, be very productive. Well, Mark, it sounds like you're in great health and enjoying life, and good to catch up with you.
Yeah, it's great, Mark. So thanks very much. I appreciate, QR doing this and running the contest, and I'm happy to have been selected. So thank you very much. And, I do follow QR throughout the course of the season, and especially yourself, Mark, for your contributions to both the Stampeders and the CFL in general. It should be applauded, and you do a fantastic job. So thanks for having me on.
Thank you. A lot of fun, and hopefully we're back in Regina next year and we can catch up in person. So thanks very much, Mark.
Absolutely. Take care. Thank you.
Okay. Mark McLaughlin joining us tonight. You selected him the all-time kicker. If you didn't hear it at the start, he's Mark McLaughlin, a retired football player, but also the Deputy Minister of Advanced Education in the province of Saskatchewan. And the only person above him in that whole department is the minister. And I don't know who the minister is, but that's a pretty senior position there. Everything goes through him eventually if you're involved in post-secondary education in Saskatchewan, which, schooling, whatever, all that kind of stuff. So good to catch up with them, and thank you for your votes. As I say, this was one of the ones that wasn't particularly close. While we all like and respect Renny, he's barely 50% of Mark's totals. About, he's got a long way to go. Let me assure you of that. A reflection on how long Mark played, not a reflection on anything Renny did or didn't do. So anyway, good to catch up with him. Really glad to hear him.